Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What a sight it must have been. Jesus, the rabbi, Jesus, the teacher, the preacher, the miracle worker, loved by many, hated by more, sitting on a donkey, riding down the Mount of Olives and up again to Jerusalem, with the crowds having placed their clothing in the palm branches on the road and waving their branches too in the air and singing, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." What a sight it must have been. And all of it prophesied by Zechariah centuries before, all of it interpreted so that the people did know what they were doing and what they were saying on that day. That this Jesus is King. Zechariah's prophecy linking those events to Jesus declared his royalty and his humility and also his saving purpose. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." The crowds understood, but only to a point. They hailed Jesus as their king, but they thought he would be an earthly king. They loved him for his humility, because they thought that his humility would soon come to an end and be replaced by a glorious earthly kingdom, with glory for Jesus and for them. They all knew his purpose, that he was coming to save them. So they sang, "Hosanna, save us now." But the salvation they sought wasn't the salvation Jesus was coming to bring. Not a one of them thought that Jesus was coming into Jerusalem that week to lay down his life as an offering to atone for sin. Now, Jesus' disciples understood a bit more. They had called Jesus the King of Israel long before the crowds welcomed him on Palm Sunday. They saw the humble life Jesus always led, and they were there for that foot washing you heard about this morning in the reading. When their king took off his garments, wrapped a towel around his waist, and stooped down to wash their dirty feet, he was instructing them, as you heard, to humble themselves too, to serve one another, as their king had humbled himself. But they too stumbled over his humility, and over the humility he outlined for all who would follow him. What did they begin to do almost immediately that same evening after Jesus had washed their feet? As you heard in the gospel, a strife arose among them, which of them should be considered the greatest. In today's epistle, the words that St. Paul wrote to the Philippians, writing after the fact, after Palm Sunday, after Maundy Thursday, after Good Friday, and after Easter Sunday, addressed this very glory-seeking attitude that was in the Palm Sunday crowds, that was in Jesus' disciples on Maundy Thursday evening, and that still dwells in us by nature. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Before he was born into this world as a man, Jesus existed. He was in the beginning with God, with the Father, and with the Holy Spirit. He was in the form of God. Or as the writer to the Hebrews put it, he was the brightness of the Father's glory and the express image of his person. He did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. In other words, he didn't seek to grab more glory for himself. He already had all the glory that anyone could ever wish for, the very glory of God. But rather than hold on to that glory, he made himself of no reputation. Literally, he emptied himself. He set aside his divine privileges as the glorious Son of God and took the form of a bondservant, of a slave. He came in the likeness of men. He lowered himself all the way down to our level. First, our level as human beings, as creatures. We are creatures who depend on God for everything, for the earth to live in, for the sun to give us light and heat, for rain, for sustenance, for health, for the very air we breathe. We are literally at the mercy of God for everything. Such is the life of a creature. Jesus lowered himself to that same level of dependence on his heavenly Father and perfect obedience to his heavenly Father as a creature, as the Son of Man. Of course, even Adam and Eve, in their state of perfection, were at that level, and it was still a pretty glorious thing. But that's not low enough. Jesus had to go lower, to the level of sinful humanity, to the level of cursed humanity, obeying, suffering, all the way down to death, and even the death of the cross. And he chose it. He chose it all, as we just sang in that last hymn stanza, "Yea, Father, yea, most willingly I'll bear what thou commandest. My will conforms to thy decree. I do what thou demandest." Jesus' willing humiliation of himself teaches us there can be no glorious kingdom here in this sin-stricken world. There can be no paradise, there can be no heaven here on this earth, because every single member of the human race is corrupt with sin, and together we can only end up destroying ourselves, as history has proven time and time again. No, sin, death, and the devil were our real enemies, and it took the voluntary humiliation of the Son of God to destroy those enemies for us, to take away their power. But even in humiliation, chosen for himself by Jesus, there is a kind of glory to which he alluded in the words you heard in the reading this morning. Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself. There was a glory in Jesus' suffering, in his loving sacrifice of himself, in his willing lowering of himself, in having that kind of mind that wasn't seeking glory for himself, but glory for all of us. And then God promised to raise him up and exalt him and to glorify him again in himself. Those are the words that Paul goes on to write. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now God has already humbled you by bringing you to a knowledge of your sin and causing you to sorrow over it, calling on you to confess it and to live in daily repentance. God has already glorified all of you who believe in Christ Jesus and have been baptized by making you His own children, by forgiving you your sins, promising you an eternal, glorious inheritance in the new heavens and the new earth. The hard lesson for us who still drag around this sinful, glory-seeking flesh is that the path to that glorious inheritance for us Christians is still through shame and pain and suffering. The true path to glory is through self-denial and self-sacrifice. The true path to glory is not seeking glory, not for yourself, but rather seeking how you can lower yourself, how you can humble yourself to serve your neighbor in love. That is the path that was forged for us by Christ Himself. That all men should know that you are my disciples if you love one another with that kind of love, that self-lowering, self-humiliating kind of love. So let's follow Jesus down that path during this Holy Week by hearing and meditating on His Word. He, by His lowering of Himself, has redeemed us, has earned forgiveness, life, and salvation for us. We don't earn that for ourselves by following Him through the path of lowering ourselves, but yet He does call us to humble ourselves and to follow Him in the path that He walked. See again this week in all of those scripture lessons just how the Son of God did humble Himself for us and for our salvation. And then rejoice in it and praise Him for it and learn from Him so that the mind of Christ may be also in you. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.